In this file, you are going to be meeting a guardian that you have met before, one you've met in one of my previous files. You're going to see their door once more, you're going to see their symbol once again, and you're going to have such a good time learning even more from them, learning so much when you see them again today. So think of them, think of what you've done previously with them, and we can now begin. Sit back, relax. And just close your eyes. In a very few moments, you're going to be more relaxed than you've ever known yourself to be. I'm going to mention certain parts of your body, and as I do so, I want you to just feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part and just begin to relax. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderfully magical forest. It's almost nighttime, and the sky is a beautiful indigo blue. The stars are coming out, and the moon is lighting up the rich forest trees. Off in the distance, you hear the hypnotic sounds of a bubbling brook, and the crickets seem to be lulling you to sleep. And as you lie motionless, you begin noticing a wonderfully white light just above your head. This white light is the most relaxing light you could imagine. And as it begins to lower around the crown of your head, you seem to be touched with a desire and willingness to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Continuing to lower now, it begins to touch your forehead, smoothing out your forehead and relaxing that space right in between your eyebrows. Now, you feel this relaxing light coming around your eyes. Your eyelids seem to become very, very heavy. So very heavy, they don't even seem to want to open. They may flutter a little bit, but that's okay. Just feel how heavy they are. And as the relaxation comes down around the facial muscles now, all the little muscles in the facial area just begin to relax. That's right. Relaxation comes further down around the mouth now. And all the hundreds of little muscles around the mouth just start to relax. So much so that the lower jawbone becomes heavy and the teeth part. The mouth may even open up a little bit with relaxation as you continue deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel this relaxation now around the lower jawbone and behind the ears so that all the little nerve endings behind the ears just seem to relax as you continue deeper and deeper and even deeper. The relaxation goes to the back of your neck now, down around your shoulders. So much tension seems to be disappearing from your shoulders now, and you feel the shoulders just begin to relax. You can even feel them drop a little. The relaxation seems to go to your backbone now, and as it goes down the spinal column, it seems to go out to the sides so that every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in your back just seems to relax. The relaxation comes now to the small of your back and around the curve of your buttocks. This warm sense of relaxation comes to the back of your thighs now and into the hollow of your knees, around your calves, down into your heel, to the bottom of your feet, and each and every toe just relaxes even more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and even deeper. Calm, very peaceful, very relaxed. And now, if necessary, and remaining deeply hypnotized, allow yourself to shift your body however you need in order to become even more comfortable and become even more relaxed. We're going to proceed to relax the rest of you now. Starting with the throat muscles, feel the throat muscles just start to relax. The relaxation comes down around the fronts of the shoulders, down the upper arm, over the elbow, down the forearm to the hand, and each and every finger just relaxes more and more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and deeper relaxed. Just relaxing, doing so very, very well now as you continue to relax. Feel the relaxation coming back to the throat muscles, down into the chest, and all the muscles and organs within the chest now just begin to relax. This relaxation continues down to the stomach area, and all the muscles and organs within the stomach just seem to relax. This warm sensation of relaxation goes down into the thighs, over the knees, down the shin bone, across the instep of the foot, and into the foot itself, and each and every toe just relaxes more and more as you go deeper and deeper, relax deeper, and you continue deeper and even deeper, calm and very, very relaxed. Now, I want you to imagine yourself standing in this forest, and at the base of your feet is a beautiful stone stairway that leads downward into a very safe valley of relaxation. The staircase will lead you into a profound state of deep, deep hypnosis. We're going to go down these stairs now, and as I count backwards from 10 to 0, each numeral will take you 10 times deeper. 10, take that first step down and go 10 times deeper. 9, even deeper than that. 8, way down now. 7, feeling so incredibly relaxed. 6, deeper and deeper. 5, already halfway there and so incredibly relaxed. 4, leaving all your conscious thoughts behind. 3, going 100 times deeper for these last few steps. 2, relaxed to even move, feeling very calm. 1, and at this next number, you will enter this deeply relaxed state, known as deep, deep hypnosis, more relaxed and peaceful than you've ever known yourself to be. And 0. This place is the most relaxing place you could imagine, and I'll make it easier to come here and still go even deeper now. So I remind you that from now on, whenever I say the words, deep trance now, deep trance now, you will instantly return to this deeply relaxing place and go even deeper whenever the trigger is said. And whenever the trigger is said, it will simply allow you to simply go deeper, deeper down into your unconscious mind, making it easier and quicker to enter your personal trance. Continuing through that valley of relaxation, you see so many paths that you could take, but you also see me ahead of you, guiding you down a very specific path. You know that I'm here to guide you, I'm here to show you exactly what you wish to see, so you know that it's in your best interest to keep following me, to keep following along, to keep doing anything I ask of you. Walking down the path, you see the outline of a door, that familiar rectangle, with a metal knob shining in the soft light. As you get closer, you think of the guardian, what their favorite color might be. You find, as you think of it, the door matches those thoughts, matching that special color. This door, so unique to the guardian, yet becoming so familiar to you, each step you take, pulling you closer. With the image of that realm, and your knowledge of its guardian, with your knowledge of the guardian, your knowledge of their realm, the guardian's emblem shines brightly. It will be the first thing you recall, any time you wish to visit. The emblem shines, still growing stronger. When you meet the guardian, it will grow stronger. When you visit in the future, it will grow stronger. Each and every time you listen to the file, it will grow stronger. You hear the soft click of the lock. The guardian now allowing you entry. They are ready for your visit. They are ready for your greetings and the extra time you have. Knowing my words have brought you back. Back to their special door. Resting in front of you now. It is now your choice to reach out to the handle. To feel the cool metal against your palm. To twist it so very gently, to push the door inwards, hearing the squeak of its hinges. The path ahead of you clear, and is still your choice to take that first step, walking past the threshold, leading into that realm, with me following behind, closing the door behind us, your focus now completely directed on this realm and on its guardian. You enter the locker room, and you see the Panther once more. He was just about to start his set, and is happy for you to join him. You smile back at him, saying you are happy to join in. You just need a moment in order to get ready. You quickly disrobe, the Panther handing you some workout shorts and a shirt. He disrobes as well, letting you have a quick view of his body before he puts on his shorts and his shirt as well, his strength still pushing through and clearly visible, knowing that with hard work and with his knowledge, you could fill out your clothes in the exact same way. The Panther heads off to get two water bottles, one clearly his favorite color, matching the door you entered through, yours in your favorite color, so easy to tell them apart. But he tells you inside of the bottles there's more than just water. He has added a powder called creatine. It's a naturally occurring supplement that provides you with more energy. It's just something that the body needs, and this drink will give it to you. It makes the water slightly more sweet, but it's almost not noticeable, just like any other drink. You ask him what he plans on working with today. He tells you that for each day of the week it's different. One day is for legs and core. One day is for his powerful chest. One day is for his back and core once again. And then there's a day just for resting. Following that, there's a day for his shoulders and core one last time. And the very last day is for his big muscular arms. And one day of rest follows that. This is so that every muscle group gets a full day of being worked so very hard, but then has a long time to rest before they're needed again. And for today, he will share just one exercise with you, a preview of his full set, that you will learn and follow when you meet again in the future. You ask him for how long he plans to work out. He says that time normally just slips away when he's doing his repeated steps. He has a number of tasks he wants to do, but he tells you that you should not feel a need to rush them. Just plan out plenty of time to work, around 2 or more hours in the day, and you will find that you just naturally take exactly that long. He decides to start both of you off with a bench press, since it uses so many parts of your body, and it's so very commonly known. You ask how many sets he plans to do, and explains once more, for workouts that cover many parts of the body, he normally does 4 sets of 10 reps, the first with very light weights, less than he's done before, to make sure his body still remembers the exercise. The second with his strongest set previously, to make sure his body is still getting stronger. The third with just a little more weight, to start to push past his limits. The fourth with another jump in weights, though this one he may not get through his full set of 10, he knows he will do his very best, and with all of that effort, it will push him to get all the way to 10 the next time that he does it. He shows you how to do the exercise using just the bar, showing how you should always lift as slowly as you can, to continuously use the muscle more fully than just a short burst. He also shows you should lift as low as you can while still feeling safe. It works out more muscles, and your body can tell when you're reaching your limit. He then allows you to go first, as he puts on weight. He asks how much weight you want, and you may not have the exact answer, but you can always give a guess. And he says that your guess is great. If you can do it, you will push yourself in the future. If you cannot do it, he will remove some and make sure that you are comfortable There's no need to show off, nor feel embarrassed. It's just you and him. And he already knows that he's a bit stronger. Though if you keep working hard, one day you will be just as strong as him. Get in position, and I will count the 10 reps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Very good. Taking a deep breath now. Feel free to take a drink from your water bottle, allowing your body to become more accustomed to all the work you will do. While you recover, the panther gets his weights ready. It is quite a lot, even more than you thought. The panther explains that the size of a person and the size of their strength do not always increase at the same rate. So if you ever get worried about the level of growth, as long as you're always pushing harder, as long as you're always using more weights, you're definitely going down the right path. Even with all that weight, he says this is a very light set, and says for you to stand just behind him to watch his form, and for another reason he will explain in just a bit. In short order, he completes all 10 reps. He doesn't seem too winded, but the start of sweat is beginning to form. He goes to remove the weights on one end of the bar, and you offer to help with the other, wanting to help with the work, which he is very grateful. The weights may be a bit heavy, but it's good for you to keep your body active, an extra bit of work between sets. You set up the weight, maybe just 5 or 10 more pounds than before, just to see if you can do it, and he stands where you stood before, saying he will help if you need it. He is your powerful spotter, and you begin. That's right. The time passing by more quickly the more you get used to it. That set being more difficult, but you are less winded than before, as your body is getting used to this, and you have completed your full warm-up. As you go to the collection of weights, ready to put them on for the panther, for the first time you notice that there are other people around. They all seem to be doing their own thing, some listening to music, some with another lifting partner. It's easy to tell who might be willing to talk, and who wants to be left alone. Again, there is no contest. It's just people doing hard work, which you are beginning to relate to. The panther sets up the weights. This will be the very best he's done so far. He tells you firmly to return to that spot behind him, and as soon as you arrive, he begins to lift. And soon he is done, now starting to show he's putting more effort into it, taking his own drink now, then getting to set up your weights, setting them to the same as before. Since this is your first time, it's good to take it slow and grow accustomed to the process. He asks if your hands are okay, and mentions that some people like to use gloves or even towels around the bar, just to make sure they don't grip it too tightly. Something you can look into if you choose to do so. He stands in the spotting position, and you can begin. Your muscles feeling a little tired, knowing there is still one more set to go. Finishing now, you think about getting another drink, reaching for your bottle, but the panther makes a suggestion, saying there is a water fountain nearby, and you can always drink from there. The special drink needs to last for the entire lifting session, and you don't want to have too much too fast, so you go off to get a drink there as the panther sets up his weights. When you return, you see there are even more weights than before, and he tells you he should be fine. But if he asks for your help, that you should lift the bar. For just a moment, this makes you nervous. As you know, you aren't strong enough to lift that much weight. But he tells you it's okay. Even the tiniest bit helps. And he can do the rest himself. You now realize the importance of the spotting position, and stand there firmly as he begins his set. Yes, he goes along, slowing down a bit as he reaches his 9th or 10th rep. But he finished them on his own, showing how he is stronger than he had ever been before. And he also thanks you for being there, just in case he needed the help. He tells you one more set to go, and you offer to try just another 5 pounds on top of what you've done previously. He's happy that you're pushing yourself, and quickly goes to set that up, helping you on the other end of the bar as well. Soon you are seated, resting on the bench, the bar just above you, the panther behind you. He says that the moment you need help, all you have to do is ask. So let's begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And at the 8th, you feel you don't have the strength to continue and quickly ask for his help, to which the panther quickly responds, lifting it, returning the bar to its resting position. For just a moment, you feel you did not succeed, but the panther says he is very proud of how far you've pushed yourself. A short while later, the roles are reversed. The panther is doing an even heavier set. He's lifting, and at his 6th push, he says he can't do it anymore, and you give him just that extra push to return the bar to its resting position. He stands up, thanking you for the spot, saying that he'll definitely finish his set next time. You plan on leaving, but he tells you to wait, telling you to get a towel, a rag, or just a paper towel, and to wipe down the bench and even the bar. Both of you have clearly gotten a bit sweaty, and it's common courtesy to clean the equipment after you are complete. Although you just did one exercise, it was very detailed, and you could easily imagine how this could continue to an entire set. These continuous sets, sometimes waiting for a machine if someone else is using it, but always there with the panther as he guides you on the purpose of the exercise, on what muscles that exercise works out, and on the very best form you should use while lifting all of those weights. At the end of this time, you will be very tired and even more sweaty as you return to the locker room. It's now up to you. Some people just leave, while others take a shower to cool off their body, to clean off the sweat, and to not worry about messing up their normal clothes with all of their sweat. You see other people in various states of undress. The panther speaks softly to you, saying you can look to the other people, just be sure not to stare, do not leer endlessly, just show admiration, then turn your thought to something else, or to someone else. And lastly, he mentions that later he plans to get a protein drink. You ask him if he should have one right after his workout, and he says they are nice to have, but it's good to have protein from a natural diet as well, spread throughout the entire day, not just after a workout. And you plan to look into a higher protein diet as well. After this last cool down, the panther says he is happy. Happy to have you over for a workout, for a chat, anytime. And also, he will do his best to visit you at your own personal gym the next time you plan to work out. All you have to do is call to him. And with one last goodbye, you feel ready, ready to return. Returning to the door now, I will open it for you. Turning the knob, hearing the click once more, I remind you that when you entered this place, you pushed the door into the realm. But now, I am pushing it outwards, back into your unconscious mind. Showing you now, the door swings both ways. It can open into the Guardian's realm, showing you want to focus on the realm, focus on the Guardian, learning more about them, learning more about what they can share, learning more about how enjoyable it is to visit. And also, the door can open into your unconscious mind, the Guardian then able to share, sharing their thoughts, sharing their teachings, sharing their gifts directly to you, knowing their personality, feeling their body, hearing their voice deep in your unconscious mind whenever you keep the door open. Looking to the open door once again, seeing I pushed it out into your unconscious mind, knowing the guardian can share anything, anytime you let them, anytime you open this door. But for now, they use the open door to wish you a fond farewell as you walk across the threshold again, and I shut the door behind you. You look to the emblem one more time, seeing it shine more brightly than you have ever seen before. The image so very clear now, glowing in your unconscious mind, your guiding light helping you find the door whenever you desire, for a friendly visit, for some calm instruction, for some deep meditation, for a private session. It is there now, lying in wait. Now, let all we have learned go so deep into your mind, and I will awaken you. From now on, whenever I say the words, "Wake up now," you'll instantly return to the awakening world, returning to your conscious thoughts, with your unconscious thoughts focusing on all we've gone over. So now I'll count upwards from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll be completely awake, active, and ready to enjoy. So 1, slowly getting up. 2, your body coming alive. 3, you feel yourself wake up now. 4, you completely open your eyes. And 5, you completely feel yourself wake up now. And I hope you enjoy.